This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. By the way, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. There is a chat room availability there. You can go over there, click on the chat room, jump in there, and start talking to us, and we will see you and talk back to you. Now, we're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have up there for you to see. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is on the phone line with us. We're going to do hour number two, and we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance for the second time. Right, Kyle?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, obviously, we're talking during the course of the evening about Afghanistan, but I've got something that I'm going to start out with this hour that's totally different. Now, Mike Lindell's cyber symposium on the 2020 election went off, but not without a series of hitches. Almost immediately, Kyle, after the symposium began, it was hacked, closing down the video. You know that, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
After some minutes, they managed to return to normal. But after that first night, did you hear what happened to Mike Lindell?
What was that?
He was assaulted when he returned to his hotel room.
Oh, wow.
Assaulted. Now, on Wednesday night, an associate of the Mesa County clerk had his home raided by state officials. They took all of his computer equipment. In addition, people were trying to penetrate the symposium with fake press credentials. How about that?
Wow.
Now, their end game was to discredit the legislators who were there to listen to what Mike Lindell had to say. And another incident involved a supposed associate of Lindell making a speech to the press, discrediting everything Lindell was purporting. The only problem was, he wasn't an associate at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it was apparent that the left was trying to take Mike Lindell down again. My question is, Kyle, why?
Well, you know, Captain, in America, people can make claims, they can present evidence, they can get on the street corner and get on a crate, an apple crate, and get up and say what they think. That's one of the bedrocks of our society, but it is very interesting to see the amount of pushback against someone who is talking about things that they found out. And you know, Captain, I guess the American people collectively, they have a funny way of wanting to be able to hear what they want to hear,
yep,
not have somebody else tell them they can't hear it. Yep. And when there's fear and intimidation involved, well, that kind of tells you all you need to know at that point.
Yeah, and where he got his proof was what's called cyber forensics, which is all brand new because of the computer age. And it's apparent that the left is not taking any of this very, very well. Now, they're not going to stand by and see all their good work, all their hanky-panky that they were up to, go down the tubes. Democrats say they believe in science, but certainly not if it goes against their agenda, especially cyber forensics.
Well, right. Well, I mean, in a general sense, science used to be a thing, but now it's a political brand. And the same goes, Captain, what you're talking about of forensic science for cybersecurity. You know, again, anything that goes against the approved narrative becomes dangerous. And, you know, Captain, America has been, you know, we've been, you know, looking at the danger for a long time. That's how we find out things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, White House COVID-19 advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the little short guy, yesterday, downplayed a recent study from a prominent medical research center, namely the Mayo Clinic. All right, and he said that it deemed the Pfizer vaccine was less effective than the Moderna vaccine. Now, my God, we can't have that. And it sounded like little Dr. Fauci's got money in Pfizer because he said the Mayo Clinic and Cambridge-based biotech company Nephrence, in a study released last week, when they said they found that both the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine's effectiveness dropped in the month of July, that happens to be Pfizer, the researchers, while saying the vaccines provided good protection against the virus, found that the best one was Moderna's vaccine effectiveness at 76% compared to 42% for Pfizer.
Well, exactly right.
But they can't have that.
Well, no, but, and again, you know, the American people, Captain, are no longer going to accept politicalization. They don't want to have hemming and hawing. They want to know what is going to work and what doesn't work, and that we need to put our resources into whatever works, because the American people, Captain, are not going to stand for lockdowns, more restrictions, or this simple idea that, well, you know, it's going to keep coming back around and there's nothing we can do.
Well,
they don't want all this stuff.
They're over all this. You know, the COVID-19 psychosis that's emerged due to the worldwide push to create distress and every other damn thing that's going on, they're over it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Go ahead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might take it away. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by my friend Mike Lindell and his MikePillow.com company. Now, remember, Mike Lindell, raised, he's got an extremely good product. It's all made in America. He's got 1,500 people that live up there in Minnesota that work for him, does a great job. His products are so good that he'll even go out and stick his head out on a limb and say, listen, you got a 10-year guarantee on my pillows, and you got a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked on anything that you buy. So here's the deal. You want to save money on the Giza Dream Sheets? They're 50% off right now. So are the cotton pillowcases, the Giza cotton pillowcases, 50% off. The mattress topper, 50% off. I've got one of those. I've got the pillow. That's dropped by $40 in price. He's got sleepwear, loungewear for men and women. That's off by 50%. By the way, the utility cushions you put on your couch, got those for $20 a piece, marked down $20. Also, the MyPillow bathrobes, and I got one of them coming too, by the way, 30% off. And the body pillow, if you like to hug something other than a human being, you can save $40 on it. The MyPillow dog beds, my goodness, they're only $20 with a promo code Captain. All of this comes with a promo code Captain to get to it. It's very simple what you do. You go to the MyPillow.com website, and you'll see the little link there for the radio listener specials, the little logo link there. You click on that link, boom, in you go, and you can buy anything you see in there because it's just about everything in the building is on sale by using the promo code Captain to get that reduced price. Or you can give them a call for any questions at 800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. It's a hell of a deal and great products, too. And, Kyle, what are you down to buying now? I forgot.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm looking at those Giza sheets because this is the best deal.
I got them. I just got them.
Yeah, that, I mean, this is amazing. They come in all those colors. And then also, for the Giza sheets, I love the My Sleepwear. I'm checking that out as well.
My stuff showed up on Saturday after I got back from the gun show that I was at in Sarasota, and I didn't have a chance to make the bed because when I got back, it went to hear this one. When I got back Saturday night, I went to sleep. I was going to watch the Bucks game, right? The Bucks preseason game?
Yeah.
I fell asleep, and I woke up at 7:30 the next morning.
Oh, wow.
In my chair.
Uh-huh.
In my beautiful Lazy Boy recliner that I cocked back a little bit, thinking, well, I'll take a little nap and I'll be okay. Boom. I woke up at 7:30 the next morning, Sunday morning.
Wow.
That ended that. And then, of course, when I got moving around, got breakfast, got a shower, this, that, and the other stuff, had an errand I had to run. There was no time left, so when I get home this morning, I got to make the bed with the Giza sheets.
All right.
All right. Now, the... Chinese are not to be left out of this equation that's going on in Afghanistan, too, because, Kyle, there's no doubt that they want the rare earth minerals, starting with the lithium that's there, and they're going to get them. And China's fast pace now in modernizing their military is posing a real serious threat to the United States. So says the Navy Admiral Charles Richard, who happens to be the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, which oversees the country's nuclear weapons. Now, he gave a dire warning about China's rapidly increasing military capability, saying, and I quote, "We are witnessing a strategic breakout by China. The explosive growth and modernization of its nuclear and conventional forces can only be what I describe as breathtaking. Business as usual will not work." I bet Joe Biden won't pay any attention to him.
No, he will not do that, obviously. But all the while, Captain, you know, China is very persistent. It is consistent. It can act with a singular purpose because of the structure that is there. That shouldn't be the thing that intimidates us, you know, because in the United States with our allies and so forth, you know, we can respond to them. But the only way we can do that is to stand up. And this whole thing of the lithium in Afghanistan, you know, they will find a way to get it. They may try a carrot a little bit with the new government, Taliban government in Kabul, but eventually they'll go to the stick.
Joe Biden yesterday appointed his Obama's former United Nations ambassador to direct the relief effort going to Haiti. Now, we know the last time that the Haitians got a bunch of stuff because of a major earthquake, I believe Bill Clinton's group and George Bush's group got involved in there somehow, didn't they?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, I remember President Clinton being involved in that. But this is a devastating earthquake, Captain, 7.2. And anybody's language is very, very devastating.
Well, the death toll continues to climb. It's approaching 1,000, but there are a lot more than that going to die because several thousand people have been reported missing, and they've got several thousand people injured so far. Damage is severe in many areas, the small villages, the construction of the buildings. Entire villages are knocked down because of this. But... do you remember all the fraud that came about as a result of the last storm in Haiti?
Well, exactly, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of that came from the Clinton Foundation.
Well, precisely.
Money and things that they were giving out that never got to where it was supposed to go to because apparently some of these politicians were taking payoffs.
Well, right. And this is the thing that we're up against. When you're trying to save lives of people who have been devastated by an earthquake of this magnitude and of this force and of this destruction, then, you know, you have people who are lining their own pockets.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
Now, I understand the Haitians are in our own hemisphere, and I realize that might be important. Several thousand people is nothing to scream about that have been hurt or killed. But we're going to see that number and more in Afghanistan, and where the hell is Joe Biden on all this?
Well, Captain, you know, as you mentioned earlier, it's a cut and run. It's a letting down and a selling out of so many thousands of people who expected the United States to make good on what it promised them.
Well, there was an article written yesterday by Kenneth Timmerman, and it's a Newsmax. He said, and the title of it is, President Biden will own the fall of Kabul when the real killing begins.
Right. That's exactly right. And we can't put too fine a point on it, Captain. Meanwhile, in light of this, we know what the Taliban is like. We know what they've done. We know what they're going to do. But they are
the
out
soccer
there.
Fields.
Well, exactly. But they are out there, Captain, trying to tell people that they are giving amnesty to those who didn't agree with them. And
yeah, and come to the stadium, the soccer stadium. We're going to get you all squared away. That's the last thing they see.
Right. And in other words, they are trying to, quote, put a different face on the Taliban. No, you can't put a different face on the Taliban.
Now, Tennessee has seized thousands of counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards that were shipped from China.
From China. Well, this is what's causing a major, major problem as well. Because if you have a fake card, you know, people will display them in order to gain entry to different places or simply to put one over on somebody. But this is, they're not some kind of security material. They don't have any watermarks or any of those kinds of things. And so this is unfortunate, but China is manufacturing those.
And the Saudis hosted an Islamic forum, which was the purpose of it was to defang Iran's regional influence. Really? I don't think that did anything.
No. It's going to be hard to defang Iran's regional influence, especially, Captain, when they have such a friendly administration bending over backwards, trying to do anything, looking the other way, and just pretending reality doesn't exist in order to get back into the nuclear agreement.
And did you hear what happened to the Iranian train system last week for about 4 or 5, 6 hours?
Well, it shut down, yeah.
It got hacked, but it wasn't by Israel. Israel was saying it wasn't us,
Yep. Well, precisely. That's what it appears at this point, that it was not them, but it was hackers. Yeah.
Right. And then, of course, later in the week, last week, which is now in effect right now, and they're trying to appeal this, a judge ordered the Biden administration to resume the Remain in Mexico policy, which is being appealed as we speak by the Biden administration. We'll know more in the next day or so.
That's right. Well, he didn't care much about the eviction moratorium. We'll see what happens here.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and myself. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says that the evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul is complete. In a statement Sunday, spokesperson Ned Price said that all embassy personnel have been relocated to Hamid Karzai International Airport, which is being protected by U.S. military forces. The evacuation began Sunday morning as Taliban fighters entered the city, seizing Afghan government buildings and causing Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to leave the country. U.S. forces have also taken over air traffic control duties at the airport. And the Texas Supreme Court has upheld Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local mask mandates. The Sunday ruling blocks a lower court's ruling that would have allowed localities to override the governor's order. At least two local entities have already said they intend on defying the ruling. Two Dallas area school districts say they will still require masks when students return to class, and the Bexar County Health Authority says it will keep its mandate for public schools in place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And to find out more about them, you can go to geico.com. And you can get the name of your local insurance agent there, contact, reach out to them, or you can go right there to that website, geico.com, and get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And guess what? If you really want to save money and you're serious, bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance in with your automobile, and you will save a bunch of money. They've saved me a lot of money over the last 18 years that I've been with them. I know that because I verified all the time by going out and cost comparison things. But anyway, check them out. Find out what I know. Go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com for more. And don't forget to tell them when you get there, the captain sent you. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's move on down here. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has launched the monoclonal antibody rapid response teams to help prevent the hospital overcrowding. Now, you're aware of this, right?
Right, right.
What's this all about?
Well, again, you know, they've got a lot of COVID cases there, and the basically if they can get these monoclonal antibodies out into the system here, It's going to strengthen the immune systems of the people who are either at risk or God forbid, getting COVID. But this, of course, you know, we've heard a lot more about monoclonal antibodies of late. Even just recently, there have been television commercials of people saying, hey, you got to get these monoclonal antibodies. But back when President Trump was getting it, he was some kind of a crazy crackpot for talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, also, Project Veritas, you know who they are, right?
Sure, yeah.
They are preparing to depose the New York Times after the Supreme Court ruling that allows them to do that.
Well, that's right. That's right. They're talking about a lawsuit that I think the New York Times says defamed the Project Veritas, basically.
Correct,
yeah.
And it did.
Yep.
Now, China's in the news for all the wrong reasons, but so isn't this Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, which is now poised to make billions of dollars on the COVID-19 boosters.
Well, right, and so we're hearing about this. We're hearing about it overseas. Over in Israel, they're already vaccinating, a third vaccination, I think, now for people over 50.
Right.
And so that's happening. We're talking about it for immunocompromised people here in the United States. That's what the CDC talked about the other day. It seems all indications would be that people are going to get a third booster shot. But one of the things, though, Captain, you know, if people need it, I think that they would accept it. But the thing is that they continue, I think, to grow in mistrust of the things that Dr. Fauci talks about, the very fact the goalposts keep getting moved. And it's not about science. It's not about that. It's about the idea that it seems like they kind of come out every day with something different. So either do they know something they're not telling us, or are they really sort of making this up as they go along? But the real factor here, though, is what you were talking about earlier, the efficacy of the vaccines. Some may be better than others, and that will drive whether or not somebody needs to get a third shot.
You heard of Amtrak, right?
Right.
Amtrak makes no money, even though they're given a lot of money.
Right.
That for some reason, they lose and lose and lose. However, the freight trains out there make money, and some of these localized commuter railways make money. But the railways are receiving billions of dollars in the infrastructure bill, which have been dying for several years. And I just fail to understand why it is they keep getting money when they lose it. It's like throwing money up in the air and saying, I wonder where it's going to land.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do have a special place in my heart. I love trains, for one thing. But you're right. Some of the railways are profitable in that sense. Others are not, but it's still one of the best ways to move cargo all around the United States. But it has to be looked at very carefully. You're right.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security seems to be ignoring congressional requests or info on where the illegal immigrants are being sent. I'd sure like to know, wouldn't you?
Well, sure. Why wouldn't that be absolutely available? Because, again, Captain, this is like being done under the cover of night. You know, it's being done such that, well, we don't want to talk about it, or nobody can know, and where are people going? And by the way, I think it's important to state, this transcends the notion of talking about immigration and how it works and all that, but this is sending people around the country who, in many cases, have COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you see my letter I put on Facebook and a lot of other social media sites yesterday that I addressed to the White House and President Joe Biden?
Right, yeah.
Did you see it?
I did see it, yes. Yeah.
Did you see what I told them?
What was, refresh me here on that just so you get the exact wording there.
I told him that he needs to do something to help get our people out of Afghanistan, and I suggested that he drops a couple of MOABs on top of the positions where we know the Taliban are. As a matter of fact, let me read this exactly. This is an open letter to President Joe Biden, hashtag Joe Biden. Mr. President, drop a couple of MOABs on the Taliban so we can get our people out of Afghanistan. Then I signed it with my name. That's all I put on there. And let's see, so far I've gotten, my goodness. So far it's gone everywhere and anywhere.
Well, I think that's what people are thinking about. The very fact that, the Taliban ran through so quickly, it's empowered them. It's emboldened them. They're not going to put a new face on the Taliban at all.
Yeah, and they're firing on the airport. They're firing on the airport. For God's sakes, just bomb the area.
Well, if it's about saving American lives and lives of Afghans who are trying desperately to get out or they will be killed, yeah, it makes sense that the U.S. military or the president, in that sense, would use whatever force is necessary to defend them.
Now, I didn't say napalm, by the way, because somebody sent me a message a minute ago and said, yeah, drop some napalm on them. No, we're not going to drop napalm.
But one of the interesting aspects of this, though, Captain, is that the Taliban, they only respect force because they're only about force. They're about forcing people into doing what they want. They don't care how they do it, and they don't care what the cost is. So you might be able to beat them back a little bit with something like that, but unfortunately, they are not going to change their mindset.
Yeah, and then we had some gunfire from Mexico that rained down on a border patrol that was doing migrant arrests over the weekend. That wasn't pretty.
Well, no, not at all. And again, this is completely out of control. And, you know, Captain, the American people are very serious about this kind of thing. But yet, again, and maybe we're starting to see some cracks here in terms of how the media is viewing the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. And is not only just with Afghanistan, but now with everything else. You can't have a president who says, don't worry about inflation, it's probably going to go poof in a, you know, real soon here. Nobody thinks like that.
Yeah, now I need to reach out to the Afghan veterans here for a second. There's going to be a lot of PTSD kicking in, a lot of thoughts that aren't going to be pretty, guys and gals that are going to say, you know, be upset with the situation, and God forbid they try to do something bad to themselves. But if you men and you women that served in Afghanistan, if you can't reach out, find a veteran, for God's sake. Find someone that's a veteran. And reach out to them, and we'll help you. Hell, if we have to, we'll drive you to the damn VA to go there to get in one of those encounter groups. But that's the way it is. Reach out to the Vietnam veterans. Reach out to the American Legion, the AMVETS, the VFW, whatever it is that you can do. Because we want to be talking with you, not about you, and about the way it used to be. And, Kyle, this is just serious stuff.
It is serious stuff. And we want them to know that, you know, there are so many millions of people who honor you, respect you, you know, and love you. You know, we love you, we care about you, and you're not alone. And, you know, you answered your country's call, and we're going to be here for you, absolutely.
Yeah, and we haven't forgotten about you. And, you know, because that's kind of what some of the Vietnam vets went through. Well, they forgot about us. They don't want to know anything about us. Well, no. We know who you are. We want to honor you, and we want you to be around for many, many, many years to come. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, another Truckers Highway and Byway report. Going to see where that storm went. Don't go anywhere. Coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
No
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna. And they will keep it between the lines because that's what we do here is keep everything between the lines and hope that nobody does anything silly. But the fact of the matter is that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, what you need to do is you need to get on over to the Pilot or Flying J and pull in there. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, get to the kiosk and tell them you want to be a member of the Drivers Club. And you'll be able to sign on right there and become a part of it and go from there. Now, don't forget, the other great thing about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is that when you become a member of the Drivers Club, you'll be able to save money on your fuel, food, not to forget about your supplies in the store, too. Now, we are going to get going here with a little rock and roll, and here we go. Princess. this is ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons and Sharp Dressed Man, and he's playing it with a female band there, Kyle.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really neat because these gals are dressed up to kill. They got the hats on and all that stuff with the hair down, like he's got the beard. Well, they got the hair down underneath the hats, and it really looks interesting. But anyway, it is what it is. But that's Billy F. Gibbons, and that's ZZ Top's guitarist. So there you go. And, of course, they lost their bass guitarist here, what, a week or so ago?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yep. All right, well, you take it away and take us out west and tell us what's going on.
All right, folks, well, we're going to start again in southern Arizona. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning in the Phoenix area that looks like it's going to expire here in just a little bit. However, there still could be some high winds associated with the thunderstorm, so be careful there if you're in the Phoenix area. Down south to Tucson, flash flood watches continue over into the east of there, into the southwestern part of New Mexico, including Las Cruces and Alamogordo and Silver City. Okay, we've also got continuing air quality alerts covering most of Wyoming, almost all of the Pacific Northwest, including western Montana, that's Missoula, also through Spokane, Washington, Walla Walla, all the way through Oregon. So you want to be careful of that, all that fire and particulate matter in the air. Excessive heat warnings in Southern California, especially out in the high desert, Victorville, Barstow, on your way to Las Vegas, which is going to clock in about 109 degrees. Fresno and Bakersfield also seeing excessive heat warnings, Captain, as we start the week.
Well, the only thing that people need to be concerned about right now is Tropical Storm Fred, which has got 50-plus mile-an-hour winds with gusts higher than that. That is working its way up into the panhandle. It ought to be there sometime this afternoon or early this evening. And we've already got some bands reaching up into the southeastern part of Alabama and the southwestern corner of Georgia up across the panhandle of Florida to include about 40 or 50 miles of I-10. Now, you need to be careful if you're driving across I-10 because the winds will pick up when the storm gets closer to shore. But it's going to be a lot of heavy rain and a lot of flooding all through that area. Now, Tropical Storm Grace, which is coming down the slot a little bit lower than what Fred is going to be forecast to come over into the Gulf of Mexico and go over to the southeastern corner of Texas from the Brownsville-McAllen area on up towards Galveston, which is where that will be coming in. And again, that storm is a tropical storm. Might intensify a little bit more, who knows. But right now, that's where we're at with that. Then, Kyle, we've got Tropical Depression number 8, which is going to be Henri, which is sitting east of Bermuda, north and east of Bermuda, and is forecast to come down from that area and come to Bermuda and then turn west and come towards Florida. Now, on the projected path, it would cut right across the middle part of Florida, and here we go again. Go back out in the Gulf. We have another storm out there. It would probably reform again, I'm guessing.
Yes, very much so. Yeah.
All right. Now, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And before I go to Denise Simon on the phone line, I've got to remind everybody, let's see here. Okay, I got a question for Denise, so I'll bring her on. All right, here we go. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question right in the middle of what I was doing there. Somebody popped a question. This is Fred, and Fred would like to hear you define the word infidel and then apply it to the mantra of the Taliban.
Well, an infidel is anybody who does not subscribe to Sharia law.
Right. And, of course, the Taliban from years gone by, just using my memory, their policy was to kill all infidels.
Correct.
Which is exactly what they're doing right now to anybody that's come across their past that's resembled anyone dressed in Western garb or not the women not in the hijabs and all that sort of stuff. We've got reports of people just being mowed down, shot and killed right where they stood.
Correct.
And we've got possibly the report of many more going to happen because these were the guys that used the soccer fields in Afghanistan for that, didn't they?
Yeah, I seem to remember that.
Yeah, then they found the mass graves in the soccer fields when we got in there. But anyway, and this is my point is that this bunch that we've allowed back in again to get back into power is going to do some very bad things that's going to wake up everybody again. And my prediction is I wonder how long it'll take for us to be back in there.
Well, for all intents and purposes, Matt, we're back in there.
Right.
Okay, this is a surge. And I don't think we need to be kidding ourselves about this. And I say that because we already had 2,500 there.
More than right? That. More than that.
No, I just said we already had 2,500
right.
there. That
right.
doesn't, that's uniform.
Right.
It mm-hmm. doesn't include contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, we have sent 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure we're finished sending people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we... I don't even know. It's hard for me to even begin to process it all because you've got so much conflict in here. You've got China involved.
Yep.
You've got Pakistan involved. You've got Russia involved. You've got Iran involved.
All right, hold that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to be doing a lot of talking about Afghanistan, and we're going to be doing a lot of talking about the things that I heard yesterday, that she heard yesterday, that I've heard this morning. The pictures I've got, the pictures she's got, it's a very fluent situation, and I'm going to go and see if I can find something else out here during the break. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.